Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. February the 22nd.
Understanding the battleground.
All this week, Derek tells us about how Satan should have no place in the life of the believer and no power over them. Today he looks at how one of the key battlegrounds is inside our own heads.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, that is, fleshly or physical, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Our warfare against Satan is waged in the spiritual realm. Therefore, the weapons are spiritual and appropriate to the realm of the warfare. It's tremendously important that we understand where the battle is taking place. Paul used various words in 2 Corinthians to speak of the battleground and our objectives. In different translations, we find the following words: imaginations, reasonings, speculations, arguments, knowledge, and thought. Notice that every one of those words refers to the realm of the mind. We absolutely must understand that the battleground is in our minds. Satan is waging an all-out war to captivate the minds of the human race. He's building strongholds and fortresses in our minds, and it's our responsibility as God's representatives to use our spiritual weapons to break down these strongholds, to liberate the minds of men and women, and then to bring them into captivity, to the obedience of Christ. What a staggering assignment that is. These fortresses resist the truth of the gospel and the word of God, and prevent us from being able to receive the message of the gospel. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that by his blood I am breaking down the strongholds Satan has built in my mind. I declare that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. Amen.